On the couch with psychotherapist Frank Rubino, today's topic is pain as a gift of the moment. Frank, pain, a gift? How?
Yeah, Lucianne, I'll tell you, we tend to think of pain as something to avoid at all costs. That's sort of our cultural idea, our cultural identity, if you will, is to avoid pain at all costs. But when it comes to living in the moment or experiencing a moment, it's oftentimes a struggle because we're consumed by worry of tomorrow, anxiety of the future, perhaps pain of the past, of yesterday, and we tend to be lost in the moment. And it was pointed out to me that that pain can cause us to be, if nothing else, living right in the moment where we're supposed to be.
In the moment where we're supposed to be. Gosh, who came to that realization?
You know, it was interesting. I was in a group session with some of my patients at the hospital, and we were talking about things that help us stay in the moment. And one of my patients, who's, you know, psychotic most of the time, says, pain helps me stay in the moment. And it struck me because I thought that's exactly what pain does. When we're in pain, we don't think about anything else. We don't think about the worries of next month or retirement or a year from now. We don't worry about the mistakes we made 10 years ago. All we're thinking about is, in the moment, I am in a level of discomfort. And while discomfort itself is not necessarily good, being in the moment is.
Wow, I've got to wrap my head around that. You know, and now that you tell me where it came from, if it's someone who is often psychotic, pain also keeps reality for that person.
Well, it made me wonder. You know, so for somebody who struggles, if somebody has psychosis, that means they've had a break with reality in one of a couple of really important ways. And so for her, her mentioning of pain that helps her to stay in the moment, you're right. The pain also helps her to stay in what we would refer, you and I would refer to as reality. So pain, as difficult as it is to sit through, helps her to be able to stay grounded, if you will, in the world around her, as well as living, you know, in the only moment that we ever really have. I thought that was really fascinating.
I agree. And there's something even greater here, though, because pain, it anchors us, and you have to know the lows to achieve the highs, right?
Well, that's true. And I think that we all have to experience pain one point or another. This is a human condition. And I think that while we should not chase pain for pain's sake, I think the idea of recognizing that it does have a value is very good for us. So, sometimes when people are working out or exercising, it hurts. You're tired. It hurts. The muscles hurt. They're burning. It's your body saying, I want to stop. And if you live in the moment and you experience it, it lets you know a couple of things about you. And one of them is that you're still in the mix. You're still in the fight. You're still alive. You're able to experience pain. So there's another little gift that it can become stronger on the other end.
So where, though, does pain become dangerous for someone who's depressive or in a depression?
Yeah. Well, depression is painful. In the way I've got a big tent for what I consider is pain, physical, psychological, spiritual, social, emotional, all those things. And I think that depression in and of itself is painful. And any pain can become dangerous because pain is a warning that there's something wrong, generally speaking. And if you push through certain pain, that's probably okay. You're tired. You want to keep going. That's one thing. But if your physical injury is different, and I think psychological injury is different. So it's one thing to be a little depressed over a loss or some grief. And it's quite another to not be able to function or to think of a time in the future where you're hoping that there is no pain because you can't separate life from pain. Those are very, very different and serious sets of circumstances.
What role does the mindset also play with this? Because when you push yourself, whether it's in athletics or you've done some wonderful feat that you've been hoping you could do, whatever it might be, the sense of it's euphoria in many cases. It may not be at the moment if it's very painful, but the next day you realize, wow, and maybe your body does feel good.
Sure. Well, sure. There are endorphins that come with the completion of whatever it is. And it might be something very simple that you're trying to do. You're trying to beat your personal best in, I don't know, weightlifting or whatever it is. It's done in a second. It hurts. Maybe it's excruciating. But the second you're done, there's a euphoria because there's a joy that says, I have pushed through the pain. I have come out on the other side and I am proud of myself. I've gained something. I'm going to be stronger on the other end or healthier. And these are very good things.
Pain as a gift of the moment, our topic with psychotherapist Frank Rubino, who practices out of Plymouth, Michigan. He's on the air here on 1290 WLBY each week. So where do we take this? I don't want people to seek pain for pain's sake. You brought that up, that's not what we're talking about. But where do we go with this, Frank?
Well, I think part of it is not being so afraid of it. Don't be so afraid of it that you spend time trying to avoid it actively. I think that's not a healthy thing either. I think you live your life the way you live it. You do the things that you want to do. Sometimes some pain along the way is going to come. But ask yourself, is there something that can be gained from this unpleasant experience? And it's almost always maybe offering up the suffering if you can think about it. Don't let your suffering go to waste. Don't let the pain go to waste. You can offer these things up, or you can recognize, I'm not going to complain through this. I'm gonna keep silent as I am experiencing this pain. I'm not going to whine and complain about it. And see what happens on the other side. You may be transformed by what you've been running away from.
I've always felt that when you go through something painful, it's leading you to something wonderful. It's leading you to that next level that you didn't know you were going to be at, or you were going to do, or the person you're going to meet next. Or that's what's so beautiful about life. Every day is a gift, isn't it?
Well, it is. And sometimes we're afraid of the struggle, but it's that struggle that makes us stronger and better, and it makes life worth living. And nothing of value is earned through zero effort. We know this. It's an old understanding of being human. So I wouldn't say seek out suffering for suffering's sake, but don't be scared of it.
I love it. Thank you so much to Frank Rubino, psychotherapist. You can look him up. He practices out of Plymouth, Michigan. Google Frank Rubino, R-U-B-I-N-O, and Psychology Today. You'll find his landing page, complete bio, lots of interesting information. And he's currently working on his doctorate. I can't wait to the day I can say Dr. Rubino. Thanks, Frank. Great talking with you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.